Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest will provide you with advice on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in the entertainment industry. Now, our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, actors, singers, casting directors, talent managers, and the list goes on and on. You get the point. If they're working professionally in show business, we're going to have them on the show to give you entertainment career advice. And we make sure that our guests are at different stages of their careers, from professional to beginner. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. And what's great is you can listen to any of our past shows. We've been on the air since 2008, and we have a ton of people from various backgrounds. So if you want to know what they do behind the scenes, what it takes to get a job doing what they're doing, then you go to our archive page of the LA Talk Radio website. And that's latalkradio.com. And you just go to Channel 1, and there's a drop-down box, and that'll appear. And you just click Question Reality, and this takes you directly to the archive page where you can either play the shows instantly or download them. Now, our shows are also available to listen to or download on iTunes under the podcast section, and we're also on Stitcher.com. So just go to those websites and type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there we are! And if you want to find out about our future guests, as you know, we're always booked 6 months to a year in advance. Hot little show going on here, very hot. I wish I was as hot as my show, but hey, we have to have you visit the official website. It's a totally different website, the official Question Reality website, and that is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and I'll tell you all of the guests that are coming up. And we are currently right now booking new guests for the new season, January, February, and March. And we're filling up fast. We're almost on to, what's after March? April, May, and June. So please go to the website, questionrealityradioshow.com, if you are working professionally in the business, and hit submit, I believe, and you can tell us why you want to be on the show, and we will consider bringing you on for lots of action and excitement going on here. I also encourage you to download our new hot mega hit free app for your Android or iPhone, and this is so you can not only listen to our show, but there are a ton of other exciting and informative shows on LA Talk Radio. They have a topic for everything. I mean, everything. So to download the app, go to the homepage of the LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com website. And the app is located towards the bottom of the page. So you just have to scroll down. So there you go. Now, as always, we bring the excitement over here with a guest. I don't know why, but we just have hot men and hot women come on the show. I don't know what's going on. The PR agents contact me, and I love it because they bring their most talented to be on our show, and today is no exception. We have, it's gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. You got to go to our website right now to see this girl. She is just gorgeous, just beautiful, stunning, just, she's a vision. just a vision. Her name is Katya Gleason, and she is an award-winning recording artist from one of my favorite countries in the world. As you know how obsessed I am with the British Australian accent, she is from Australia, so I get the treat to listen to her for 50 minutes. Yes. Now, Katya writes her own songs and her music video concepts, often with a storyline that's inspired by her life experiences and struggles with obesity, bullying, abuse, and low self-confidence, which, my God, looking at her, people would go, what? I don't even understand it. I don't believe it. It's not true. This beautiful vision. I mean, one of the most beautiful women in the world, as far as I'm concerned. It's just hard to believe. But as you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. So we're going to hear her story today. And she is the star of the viral video Princess Rap Battle, where she raps as Elsa from Frozen, and she has over 100 million views. 100 million views on Facebook and YouTube. And Katya is the number one singer on the live streaming phenomenon Periscope. Now, I'm going to ask her what Periscope is. I have never heard of Periscope, and I have so many people on, and this is the first time I'm hearing about this, so we're going to learn something new today, people. Katya has also performed on the main stages of major festivals around the United States, and we are going to find out how she does it today. So some of the questions we're going to be asking her is, do you think a musical artist has to move to LA, New York, or any major city to get their work noticed by the important record labels? And we're going to ask, what's the biggest piece of advice she can give to any aspiring musical artist? And what is her secret to performing live? And then we're going to ask lots of other questions, but those are just some samples. So you have to stay, because those questions are towards the latter part of the show. So once you hear her, you're just going to be inspired. You'll want to stay. My God. Woo. So without further ado, let's just talk to Katya. Katya, my God, you're beautiful, and welcome to the show.
Hey, oh my goodness, I'm blushing. That is like one of the kindest introductions ever.
Thank you. Well, you are certainly deserving. Nothing I said wasn't true. You are a vision of beauty. I just feel like when you walk, you should be always in a white chiffon gown, and there should be a fan, Katya, blowing your hair and the dress everywhere you go. And then there should be harp music, too.
That is awesome. I think everyone should be able to have that. Everyone should have a personal fan as they're walking past, and their own little soundtrack as they're walking down the street. That would be cool.
Can you imagine
everyone just choosing their own soundtrack, and we can all kind of hear it as
yes!
we're walking past?
Yes, Katya, I often, when I was, back in the day, when I was young and hot, I used to always say, damn, every party I go to, I should have intro music and a fan to be blowing my hair. And I always thought that's it. And then sure enough, what happens, Katya? Mariah Carey, every performance, she's got the wind blowing her hair. It doesn't matter. It just blows. I think she has...
I think it matters how old you are. I think you know, the older you get, the more powerful the fan.
I need one of those industrial strength fans at this point to move my damn hair. I don't know what happened. I used to have like Charlie Angel hair, like Farrah Fawcett hair. Now I don't know. I don't know if it's moving to LA because I'm from the East Coast. I don't know what happened, but the sun just did something for my hair. Okay, so Katya, first of all, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know you're moving and shaking and rocking and rolling. So for you to
thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God. Oh, absolutely. I will actually volunteer to bring a fan and follow you around and just blow your hair. you just inspire it in me. You just inspire it. Now let's
fan each other.
Yes! Okay, I'm down! That might turn into a whole different scene now for some people listening. You know how these people are. Now, I was on your website, Katya, and I saw you in a photo with a total hottie. I'm not a sports person. I don't know who the hell he was, but he was. You were at the Dallas Cowboys training camp. So, yes. First of all, how the hell did you pull that one off, and how were you involved? Tell us about it.
The Dallas Cowboys usually make it open to the public to be able to watch them train before their season starts. So me being a Cowboys fan, I didn't know too much about them, but I knew that I loved the Cowboys. In Australia, I think the cheerleaders are extremely popular. I know the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders are well known in Australia. So I was like, wow, the cheerleaders are famous. Let's see what the game's all about. And I was fortunate enough to be invited and got to meet the coach and a couple of the members, and yeah, it was a super fun day. And my gosh, they work so hard, like for hours and hours and hours. These guys are just giving everything, and it's just a training session. I was like, wow, that was very inspiring to me, because I'm like, being in the entertainment industry, we usually have to have a bit of a physical workout, but it is nothing near what these guys are doing. It's crazy.
Well, I certainly could watch them for hours and hours and hours, no problem, as long as I wasn't participating in any sports activity. It just it's not my calling, Katya. It's just not my calling. But I hope that you. I hope that you had a great time with these boys. Now, I hope that you gave them a workout visually, at least.
No. Well, I did try like a couple of their training things at the end when they finished, and I was just trying not to break my neck.
Woo! I know they do all kinds.
That would be classy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, don't they run and they bang that thing? It's a padded thing. I don't know what the heck it's called, but they just run towards it. And then
it's hard.
Oh yeah, there's been many times when I've imagined I was that big padded thing and they were running towards me. I'm like, yes, come Dallas. Come, Dallas Cowboy, come, hit me with your best shot. Oh my God, well, that looked like a lot of fun. Now, also, you did a princess rap battle. I believe it was entitled Snow White versus Elsa. And first of all, you, as we talked about, you look so sweet and innocent. It is just hard to believe that I saw explicit with little asterisks on, like, no, my Katya is not saying anything explicit. Unfortunately, I haven't heard it yet. But first of all, why rap? Now, this show is leaning towards, I'm getting the feeling that this is going towards, and don't judge a book by its cover. First impressions are not lasting. Because, again, with you being so beautiful, and then all of a sudden, we would think, as you know, you're playing like an. If I saw you and I said, make a judgment, she is a performer, she's a musical performer, where does she perform? Where would I say? At the, I would say in an orchestra or a symphony, and you're playing harp or violin. I would never see my little Katya Gleason doing rap, right? So my first question is, why rap? What motivates and inspires you about singing rap?
I think I'm still learning about rap because I'm not particularly a rapper. My forte is singing, and that's what I've studied for a little while. But the first opportunity that I had to rap was this princess rap battle, and I thought it was a really interesting challenge. And I love rap. I think that rap is poetic. I think it's rhythmic, and the way that people train themselves, like most of the biggest rappers out there are self-trained, and the way they can put their whole life story into this rhythmic poem is just so inspiring to me. So I thought it would be an interesting challenge to try to rap, but playing this character. And I actually haven't seen Frozen, so I had to kind of.
Oh my God, Katya! Yeah. You and I must be the only people in the world who haven't seen this, right?
I think we are. We're going to have to get together and do a bit of a movie marathon, I think, because everyone doesn't understand why I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you know what is so embarrassing, though, Katya? I actually had one of the stars from Frozen on my radio show. I had young Anna, the voice of young Anna, on my show, little Nicole Olivia Livy Steubenrau, who played young Anna. She's been on my show twice. She's a total hit. I get a ton of emails after she comes on the show. And I had to tell her because she said, oh, what was your favorite part of watching Frozen? I'm like, well, let me get back to you on that. Haven't watched it yet. What? You haven't watched my movie? Oh, my God. And then so she came on, I think, in 2013 or 14. And then she came back this year and she's like, okay, so what's your favorite part? And she's like,
oh no.
Oh God, I it's in the queue. It's in the queue, Olivia Steubenrau.
She'll be third time lucky. The next time when she comes on, it'll be done.
We have to watch it. It is embarrassing. And I know for me as a performer, as a radio host, I got to watch it. And you, I understand, you're performing it on a regular basis, I believe, because you're the star of the viral video Princess Rap Battle, and you're rapping as Elsa from Frozen, and you must get like a ton of people who are like, oh, what's your favorite part of Frozen? Who's your favorite character? And I know, what do you do? What do you do when people ask this?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess I just had to, obviously this, the Princess Rap Battle is explicit and it's more aimed at an adult audience. So all the parents that were forced to watch it a million times actually get some relief and get to have some comic relief. So I thought maybe I'll just portray it in the way that the adults would want to see her.
Yes. Now, what is it, for those of us who haven't seen it, and I'm going to watch it, of course, as soon as I get off the air, what is it about? I mean, what did you come up with this idea and write it? Did somebody else write it and think you would be perfect for it? How did it come to be, and what is it about? What is this battle about?
So the girl that plays Snow White, her name's Whitney, and she was going to do a whole lot of videos to do with rap, and then she was playing with certain ideas, and someone was talking about how her skin was so pale, and she thought, oh, maybe if I made it Snow White, and oh, what if I did Snow White versus Elsa? And at the time, her and I had the same manager for acting, so we sort of knew each other sort of through him, and she knew that I was a singer, and there's like a bit of a singing part in there as well, and she thought, oh, you look exactly like the cartoon, and do you think you'd be able to rap this? And she showed me her idea and the script, and I just thought it was really interesting because Snow White is the first ever Disney princess and Elsa is the most recent, and it's been a very long time, and society has changed, and the way people expect women to be and women as role models for young girls have changed so much. So I thought it was a very interesting but a very funny way to show the differences between women in society over the generations. And, you know, we all grew up with Disney princesses, so we all have grown up with a different role model depending on when we were born. So I thought that was pretty cool as well.
Where can we see this? For those who don't know, where can we see Katya Gleason performing Elsa with Snow White versus Elsa with Whitney Avalon, I believe is her name.
Where can
we see this on YouTube? Or
she has a YouTube channel, and she's got a whole lot of other Princess Rap Battles that she's had other people guest star in as well, and it's just on YouTube, so it's her channel, Whitney Avalon.
Oh, Whitney. So there you go. You want to see my little darling Katya Gleason? Go to Whitney Avalon's channel and you can see this Remember, it is explicit. Now, after getting to know Katya, we're wanting to see this. So, everybody, we got to go. And then, do you have it also on your own personal YouTube page? Do you have a YouTube page too, or?
I do have a YouTube page. At the moment, I've got some cover videos up there, and the next video that will be up there is my new single that's coming out next month. So,
I was so sad I didn't have an MP3 to play, but it's not done yet. So tell us about that. It'll be on. So you're, just to finish that up, when you do come out with your new single, which we're going to talk about now, you have your own YouTube page. And what is the name of your YouTube page? I imagine it's your name, Katya Gleason, but it could be something.
Yeah. See, Katya Gleason. It's easier. It's easier that way.
Yeah, so, and for those of you who don't know how to spell her name, it is K-A-T-J-A and G-L-I-E-S-O-N, K-A-T-J-A-G-L-I-E-S-O-N. So, write that down and go to your YouTube page. Now, you're talking about your new single. Is this your first song, and what genre does it fall into? Not rap or hip-hop, pop, maybe, or...
So this song, the whole lot of new music that I'm coming out with now is very special to me because I'm sort of in a transitional period as an artist, and I think everyone here that usually listens is a part of the entertainment industry, so you all know what it's like to be an artist and that you grow and you change over time. So I've definitely written a whole lot of other songs, and have a whole lot of stuff that that probably shouldn't be released ever. That's a part of artistry. It's about working and consistently working and never being afraid to restart something and rewrite something and start again. So this new music is very progressive pop, and it's something I've been wanting to do for a very long time and finally sort of found the people that helped nurture that. So there's a lot of organic instruments. I'm really excited that this track called Ride the Wave has the indigenous Australian instrument called the didgeridoo. I don't know if you've heard of the didgeridoo.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I love that instrument. First of all, it's a phallic shape, which I love. All right. So,
and it's huge.
First of all, that is what caught my eye, but I was fascinated when I first learned of this instrument, and I was in a music store, so I just kept playing it, and they asked me to leave, because I couldn't stop playing this thing. It's sort of like, wait a minute, I mean, it's just, it really resonates with your soul, doesn't it?
Beautiful. Yeah, it really does. I feel like to listen to someone that really knows what they're doing, because I wouldn't know what to do. It's a very spiritual experience. I feel like, being from Australia, I've never heard that instrument in a progressive pop track before, and it's something I've been wanting to do for so long. But it's just taken a long time to create the song and to get there. So I'm so excited that I can finally share it with people next month. So,
God,
yeah,
I'm
it's called Ride, it's
I'm...
called Ride the Wave, of course, because I'm Australian.
Of course. Now, I'm excited. I have to. Okay, so you're going to let people know via your website, and then can you also shoot me an email so that I can promote it on all of my social media sites,
too?
Thank you
so much. And usually, I'm on all the social media as Katya Gleason, so I'm always on Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and all that good stuff. So it'll definitely be posted everywhere.
Katya is her website, katyagleason.com. She's on Twitter, same name. And that's something I just want to Vine, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And I want to congratulate you and tell you just how pleased I am, because I have been stressing for 8 years, Katya, how when you're setting up, when you're an entertainer, a performer, an actor, a singer, dancer, whatever you are, when you start your social media journey. You must brand yourself, and it has to be consistent. Yeah. I can't tell you. You've experienced this yourself. People have one name on, they have a website, and it's like, okay, you're a singer, and it's lovingthetune.com, something weird. And then on Twitter, they have another name, and then Facebook, another name, and Instagram. And how do they expect people to find them? You must keep it consistent. And I love when I look at this and I see this. You're, you know, at Twitter, at Katya Gleason, and then your website, Katya Gleason, and then Vine, Katya Gleason, all Facebook, same name. And that is so very smart. Was that you who understood the importance of that, or was that given to you by your management team?
You know what? I have the worst memory in the world, so I don't think I would remember. There's so many social medias. It's just easier, first and foremost, for me to remember what it is. But I'm very lucky because I don't think there's anyone else that has my name spelt the way it is. So I do recognize that I'm fortunate that... that's sort of been available to me. But unfortunately, my Facebook page is Katya Music because I wasn't able to get Katya Gleason. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I have no idea why. Unfortunately,
Gleason.
Some things just aren't available.
I can't believe there's another Katya Gleason in the world. I don't know. She told me that. Well, I wanna point out, first of all, you are very fortunate in that you have a team. And what I mean by that, everybody in the world who's, I guess, not even just in the entertainment industry, you want a team behind you no matter what. But especially in the entertainment industry, it's very important that you get a team. Now, starting out, your team will probably be your mother and father, your sister and brother, your boyfriend, somebody. It'll be a team. You and the person, you're a team. But you're very fortunate in that you are doing it the right way, Katya. You have a wonderful PR rep, by the way. I love this guy. His name is Zach Tepperman, and he's a president of ZTPR Publicity, and he has just been so wonderful in sending me some of his clients. We had Joey Adams on last week of Eternity. We had Alexa Fair, a wonderful singer.
Oh, I love her. She's an angel.
Yeah, from Canada. Oh, I love her. She's so cute and adorable. And then we had Charlie Coons, who's on CSI Cyber.
Awesome.
And Narada Michael Walden, who was the producer for Whitney Houston. We had him on the show. Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, George Michael, all the list goes on and on. But Zach Tepperman handles all of these clients. And so when he asked if you could be on the show, I was like, absolutely.
Aww.
She is. You
yeah,
are
Zach's
with-
awesome.
Yeah, I have not.
Him and his whole team. Like, he has an amazing team as well. Like, Sabrina and Kyle and, he knows how to pick amazing people to be around him as well.
Yeah, so if you are an artist looking for a PR rep, I can tell you that this guy, Zach Tepperman, he really has some high-profile clientele, being Katya Gleason. But anyway, he's part of your team. So when you're at a certain level as an artist or an entertainer, you need to build your team. So, of course, you have Zach Tepperman, and I believe you have a talent manager as well. And this is part – did you want to mention him or –
I was just going to say that specifically in music, that it's always suggested that you have a certain amount of people. So you have a manager, business manager, a lawyer, and PR. Like they're usually like some of the most important people to try to make sure that you set up. But it takes time.
And it takes time. And when you're able, Katya, to get to that point where you can hire a team, that makes you feel so good because you are achieving a certain amount of success because it takes money. These people have to be paid. They're working for you. So you have to be making enough money to be able to afford to pay them. So that right there tells you you are successful in what you're doing, working professionally, right? Or at least on your way. Or you've got a sugar daddy. Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Oh, gosh, no. That's definitely not true.
So, ever as an artist, you need to get there. As Katya said, you have to have a team. So strive for that. And a lot of people, and that way you as an artist, Katya, can focus on the artistry, because a lot of artists, unfortunately, have an artist mentality where they just want to be the creator and they're not thinking about the business. And this is called show business. It's just not called show. And you have to take care of your business. When you're starting out and to get to Katya's level, you have to be the president of the accounting, or the CEO of the accounting department of your networking, your research, your admin. You've got to be your administrative. You've got to be your own accountant.
That's what I always tell people. The first thing you have to do is be willing to do everything, even the jobs that you don't know about. Learn them. Because then you'll have a better respect for people that are actually the professional in that role, because you'll be like, well, I did it. So I respect your job.
Absolutely.
And you'll understand what they have to go through. So absolutely, be willing to do everything from songwriting to producing to managing yourself to, to setting up what you need to set up. But always be safe. And this is something that I think is important, particularly for young girls in the industry, and I've been through this personally, is that there are a lot of people out there who look at starry-eyed, naive young girls and want to take advantage of them in a way that's very illegal. So make sure that you have a strong head on your shoulders and know that you're not willing to compromise anything. So just know your worth.
Don't get on the casting couch, and you never have any meetings with anybody after 5 p.m. If they want you to come to their house to record or to practice, absolutely not. Business hours, banker hours.
Google. Questions. And it's fine. If they've got nothing to hide, they'll be open with you. And the moment people are trying to be secretive, that there's warning bells for you. It's so important that girls, because I've met some very seedy, dark people, I'm just very lucky that I now have a team that protects me. But that's something that I'm very passionate about, is making sure that people are protected physically. It's a shame, but that's the entertainment industry. We're artists. We're very passionate about what we do, and we're very misinformed as to the procedures of how to navigate through this industry, because it's not like just going to school and college and getting a job and you have a boss, and it's all about networking.
You must, again, people, please do your research. If you want to be a singer, please do the business first. Learn about the business. Learn about a little bit about contracts. You don't have to become a lawyer, but learn about some contracts. Learn about how you need to get to where you need to go. So when you're hiring the team, you can actually, not micromanage them, but at least you know what they should be doing rather than, leaving it all up to them. Perfect example, we saw that movie Straight Outta Compton, and I believe it was Dr. Dre was the only one who didn't sign that paper. He was smart. He wasn't educated. He didn't have a college, a college degree, but he was smart. He had common sense. He was smart enough. No, I'm not signing that. So, do your research and make sure. Now, Katya, do you think that a musical artist has to move to LA, New York, or any major city to get noticed by the important record labels? Because with the technology that you have today, you could pretty much just record your own stuff right at home and make it sound just as good as going into the studio if you know what you're doing. So what are your thoughts on that?
For me, I've always wanted to live in LA. Ever since I was just little, I was in love with LA, and that was a personal choice for me. But I'm not signed to a major label, so it definitely doesn't make a difference. Whether you live to LA or not, like I'm doing everything in an independent way at the moment. So for me personally, it's just LA resonated with me as an artist. It is a hub where a lot of people connect with each other personally, when I was co-writing and all that kind of stuff. But you definitely don't have to do it, because even if you find people In other countries, you can send tracks to each other if you're getting other people to help you, and you're co-writing. You can do it on Skype. In this world, you definitely don't have to be there face to face.
Yeah, everything can be sent.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly right.
And so, because I'm telling you, people, you move to LA, you better have some money. It is just as expensive, if not more expensive, than New York. I don't know. I'm from Connecticut, so you know the prices for apartments may be a little bit higher. But you better have some serious savings. And even if you save for a year, if you don't handle your business, do your research, you're going to end up in a place where you don't want to be, because that's the only thing you
can
afford. So please do your research.
Yeah.
Now, what is the biggest piece of advice that you would give to an aspiring musical artist?
Definitely make sure that the passion is there first, and always reconnect with why you want to make music, because there's always going to be politics, and there's always going to be things getting in the way that it's don't expect to just it to be a free ride and it to be all fun. It is work. As soon as you reconnect with the reason why you want to do music and why you're passionate about it, that supersedes anything that ever happens in your career.
Absolutely.
So yeah, always take time to reflect and come back to yourself.
Yes, and as she said, you know, it is business, so make sure you handle your business.
It's not fun and games.
That's right. It's not up there gyrating and doing your thing, and you better make sure that you have a passion. You really want to sing and dance and perform, because if you're doing it just to be a celebrity, yeah, people are going to notice, and your performance is going to suck, and we're not going to see your sincerity. We're not going to see you as a true artist.
Yeah.
People can tell the difference between someone who
loves. People aren't stupid.
Yeah.
People see right through anything. They see right through, yeah, absolutely. You need to know why you're doing music and why you want to connect with other people, because music is a universal language. You're speaking to other people's souls, because there's people that may not even speak the same language as you that may like your music. I love Latin music. I love Carlos Santana, and a lot of his songs, I don't understand what he's saying.
He
resonates. He resonates within my soul. So that, you know, that's how I know he is a musician, and he's very passionate, and obviously he's very good on the business side too, but it's not easy.
No, I mean, when you hear a Santana song, you can hear like 5 seconds and you already know that's Carlos Santana. So, that's because that's his signature. It's usually the greats that you just recognize right away, because it's very hard to resonate, as you said, and hit that level of sincerity that people can relate to. Now, what is your personal secret to performing live?
I love performing live. That's probably my favorite thing to do. Just because I love connecting with people. That's the biggest thing for me, because music makes me so happy, and I can connect my emotions with it, and music is just the reason why I was able to get through some very hard times in my life. So in order to connect with people that way, it's awesome. I mean, in this world where we're on social media all the time, we're very, very rarely connecting with people face to face, and in the live setting, and you can't feel that energy over a computer. But when you're there in the moment, it's just an amazing experience. And it's funny, because that's what Ride the Wave is about. It's about that connection between people. I think that there's nothing that's better than that.
Mm. Now, you just briefly talked about some turbulent past. And I know that I want to take a moment to talk about this issue that I was told that you wouldn't mind talking about. I know that you had said you were a victim of bullying as a child. Yes. And when I read it, my heart just broke, because on your blog, you said you were bullied during most of your school days for being overweight. And it wasn't just verbal. And many times it was physical. And your nose met with brick walls, and your cheeks were purple from punches, and your uniform smelled of trash cans and boy urinals. I find that absolutely incredible that someone would do that to anyone, but someone like you, you're so beautiful and so petite and so lovely now, but there were, now I don't find personally 200 pounds is, to me, I don't find that in today's society, I don't find that to be what I would consider obese, but you know, the doctors have their own standards, but I know you said you were a victim of bullying, but not all children are. So why are some kids targeted for bullying and some aren't? Was it because in our schools today, I hate to say it, but most, I'd say over half of the children are obese for their age, what the doctors would consider obese. So why would you be bullied when I don't know, in Australia, I don't know if everybody's skinny, and then you see a person that has a little plump on them, and they're like, oh, let's pick on her. I don't know the backstory of Australia, but again, why are some kids targeted for bullying and some aren't?
I know for me personally, I always sort of had this deep-seated need to please people and to be accepted by people, I think that there was probably an energy within me that allowed me to be a target of bullying, because I'm very much a people pleaser, and it's very, I was always like, well, what can I do? How can I make myself seem like a smaller person, not physically, can I make myself seem like a smaller person to other people so that they will like me and accept me? So I think in some way I did allow myself to be the target of bullying, but that definitely does not excuse someone doing that to somebody. And unfortunately, I didn't realize that the people that were bullying me, they were going through some really hard times in their home, so they were just projecting onto me. So it actually wasn't personal. No one had an issue with my weight. The only issue with my weight was that it was extremely unhealthy, and the lifestyle I was living was unhealthy. But one of the girls, she had a lot of issues with her parents that were very hard on her. The guy that used to sort of hit me and physically abuse me, he came from domestic violence. So his father was abusive, and abusing his mother. So he thought at a very young age, it's okay to abuse a girl. Because a lot of people go, why would someone hit a girl? Well, he grew up believing that it's okay to do that.
Right.
And that's all he knew. So when you start to look at it from another person's perspective, you can obviously, you can't excuse the fact that they're doing it to you, but you can understand their model of the world and their perception of the world. And then you actually I got to a point where I felt really bad for him.
Yes.
Because my father would never lay a hand on me or my mother.
Right.
So I'm so grateful that I didn't have to grow up with that. I was just the person that he took it out on.
I think in schools, I love that you said that, because I think in schools, what a message should be given at first grade, this needs to be started at first grade, kindergarten if they can, but first grade more of understand, but they need to let children know, if you decide to bully another child, do you not know that your secrets at home will be revealed, because a bully is a person, a victim of being bullied. We will know that your mother beat you, or your father beat you, or you're being beaten, or you're being abused. So keep on bullying so everybody will know who you really are. And then you're going to be bullied for being a kid who's being bullied by his parents. So if you start to teach that in first grade, then the potential would-be bullies will think, oh, I don't want to bully anyone, because then people will know that I'm being beaten at home, or I'm being, and that would be something to maybe possibly prevent a person from becoming bullied.
Well, so rather than seeing them act out, offer them support and be like, is there something going on at home?
Right.
Because they're just reflecting what's going on in their world. So if it's violence, then obviously something's going on in their world that's violent. So they need support. And I know that it's hard for teachers, because all they can do is have them a certain time during the day, and then they go back home to the abuse.
Right.
So it's very
from them
difficult.
Being abused, maybe that message will help them from, you know, abusing someone, because they don't want to be exposed. And if they continue to do it, then it should be acknowledged that we will see that there's something going on in your home, and then you can come to us, or we will send someone to check that out. So now, you know, you said, again on your blog, you said, I've been told the bullying thing is thrown around too much by recording artists. And you said it's an overused term. And you said getting a nasty comment on your YouTube video, while it's not nice, it's not the type of bullying that you're talking about. Now, I haven't heard that recording artists were doing that, that they were talking about being bullied. Can you explain what's happening? What are they doing? Are they doing this?
I was just talking about the difference between certain bullying face-to-face and physical violence, and then cyberbullying. And I think that there's a big mix-up that's going on between cyberbullying and real bullying, because there might be people that are actually getting violently hurt, and they might be getting the wrong advice, because people are giving advice based on cyberbullying. It's like, well, you know, with cyberbullying, they're just trolls, leave it alone. It's like, no. If you're being abused and hurt, something has to, you don't just ignore it, which is what we should be doing with cyberbullying.
But,
you know, so that's sort of what I meant, was that I feel like it's being confused, and that people that may be getting physically assaulted might think that they can't speak out about it. Or that, everyone else is being abused and bullied because this person said they were, so I guess it's okay, and they may just sort of stay in an abusive situation. So I just wanted to make it very clear that it's like, I'm not talking about cyberbullying. It's being talked about a lot. It's not the same thing. You don't just ignore it. No, there is no excuse for someone being physically harmed. So I think, I'd never really seen anyone talking about that kind of bullying. And wanted to address it and make sure that people understood it's not just about trolls and ignoring trolls. It's about making sure that no one is physically harming you.
Absolutely. My gosh. Now, we have 3 minutes, so I want to get in real quick.
Wow.
I know. It goes so fast, right?
Fast.
I know. You're the number one singer on the live streaming phenomenon Periscope, but I've never heard of Periscope. Real quick, what is Periscope, and is your Ride the Wave single going to be on there?
So Periscope is so much fun. It is, it's what it says it is. It's live streaming, and there's people doing it all over the world, all the time, anytime, and you can do it right now if you want to, and your listeners can watch you while you're doing your radio shows and all that kind of stuff, or you can just show them your life, and it's super fun. It's how I've been able to connect with a lot of fans that I've spoken to on YouTube and Twitter, in just like an instant setting. So they'll ask questions, and we'll be able to have chats, and we go and do events together, and they've come to my live shows. So it's people all over the world being able to just have a window into other people's lives, and it's super fun. And I love it. I love being able to connect with people. Yeah,
I've never heard of that, and that is one of the most important things that you brought to the show today, because I'm sure there are other people who have not heard of this. Is it periscope.com? How do you get there? Is it a website?
It's an app. Yeah, it's just an app on your phone. Yeah, but you can watch it on the internet, but you can't. I don't think you can broadcast from your laptop. But yeah, people just have it on their phones, and you can go in and out of people's broadcasts. And John Mayer's on there all the time. He's hilarious. He, you know, sometimes gets on and plays guitar. One time he was eating his birthday cake in the hotel room, and he was just chatting. It was awesome. It's like, oh my gosh, that's John Mayer right there. You know, you can see what he's up to, and if you get in on the broadcast quickly, you can ask him questions and stuff.
Oh my god, it's really cool. Katya, I have never heard of it, and now every time when a musical artist comes on, I'm going to make sure that I say, hey, are you like Katya Gleason? Are you on Periscope?
You can get that. You get it too, so I can see what you're doing.
I'm gonna do it. I had no idea, but thank you for bringing that. I think that is such a major contribution to our listeners. So, hey, this is if you can see John Mayer, then John Mayer can see you. So, if you're an artist, get on Periscope. Yep. Where do you get it? At the App Store? Is that where you get it?
Yeah, just on the App Store. It's a free app. You just download it, and it's super easy to use, and it's super easy to navigate around and just find other people. Yeah, it's really fun.
Wow. Okay, everybody. Katya Gleason is on Periscope. Let's go to the App Store and let's get the app. Now, I am going to friend you on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to start following you. So please accept my friend request. because I adore you. I think you are lovely. You are so sincere.
Oh, you're
so genuine. And you're so down to earth. And you're so, I mean, for being a star, you're so approachable. I'm sure that when millions of people listen to this interview, you are going to get so many new fans because you are precious.
That's very kind. As long as I've been able to help contribute to anything, and thank you so much for having this for artists.
Oh, God.
We really need to be there for each other, and it's rare.
Katya, you know? Can you come back when your single comes out? Now, of course, I'm booked until the end of December, but can maybe you email me, priscillaleona@yahoo.com, and send me the MP3 so that I can promote it, and maybe you could come back on in January, February, or March. I don't know. My assistant books. I have no idea what dates are available, but I would love I don't just do a radio show. I'm a producer. I produce feature films, shorts. I do music videos. I have a website design company. It's too much. It's too much.
That's great. I love it. I mean, I love learning how to make films and videos and all that kind of stuff. I've directed and tried to DP and, you know, all that good stuff. So I love an artist that just does everything, throws themselves into the deep end with everything.
Multi-hyphenate is what you got to be in this business. But if you live in LA, I would love to meet with you and maybe, you know, cast you in one of my projects or, you know, I don't know, something. But are you living in LA?
That'd be awesome. We'll have to Periscope with everyone as well.
Woo! Periscope! All right, so contact me. Feel free to contact me and let's get you booked for next year so that we can, by that time, you should have your music video and you should have your song ready. And that way we'll have the clip and then we can play the music video as well. So
cool. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone who's still listening to me rambling on.
Yes. So go to her website, KatyaGleason.com. We are now your fans. You've added a new fan, my darling. Let's stay in contact. Email me and let's hook up. Maybe we can, you know, go have dinner. My husband, I don't know if you're married, but my husband, your husband, your boyfriend.
Or maybe
one of your Dallas Cowboy lovers. I don't know.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'll just, you know, get him on speed dial. I'm kidding. I'll bring my dog. She'll love it.
That's good. Okay, say goodbye to your fans.
Goodbye. Thank you so much, everyone, for who's listening. I love you so much. And make
thank
sure you tweet me if you've got any questions anytime.
I'm always here. At Katya Gleason. At Katya Gleason. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Question Reality. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.